the Football Sack Podcast, powered by Summerland Credit Union. Banking on football. Go to bankingonfootball.com for details.
It's Friday afternoon, which means I'm in my living room and Pat is with me.
How you going, mate?
I'm good. This is the Football Sack Podcast, and we are recording the Friday show, is what I was trying to say. Australia's number one football podcast for the last 2 years running.
Yes.
But for some reason, on the iTunes charts, you've informed me we're behind the Running Podcast.
Yes, one of the great podcasts.
Do they talk about on the Running Podcast? You listen to it.
I listened for about the first 8 minutes. But, 8 minutes. Yeah.
Do they just talk about like technique? Like, do they say, "Oh, I'm a left foot, right foot" sort of man, and the other guy goes, "Nah, I'm right foot, left foot."
That's what I thought it was going to be about, but it's more like equipment reviews, like running shoes and that sort of stuff. Apparently, he's been doing it for the last 5 years. He's got like more sponsors than us, mate. He's doing good. He's getting free shoes and everything.
Yeah,
but, yeah. I can see why it's in front of us.
Yeah, maybe we should change.
I think so.
We should just talk about running all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't believe... We struggle to fill the show.
I know.
With 5 A-League games of a weekend. He just stares at a road.
Yeah.
Gets enough material to get ahead of us in the iTunes charts.
Isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
But mind you, we are about 100 and something.
In the charts?
Yeah.
We were 18 earlier in the week.
Yeah, but then we just crashed and burned, went down.
It's because we do the show once a week. I know.
But yeah, in the first 8 minutes, he was talking about elastic shoelaces.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. And how they make it easier to get your shoes on and off.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It saves you a few seconds. That's what you literally talked about for the first 8 minutes.
So whatever seconds you saved in putting your shoes on, you lost in that podcast.
Yeah.
listening to how you've saved seconds.
Yeah.
Was he talking about just putting them on in general or during triathlons? Because there is that quick changeover.
He was talking about triathlons, yeah. But then he said he liked to use the normal laces when he was doing long running. But then he said he changed over to elastic shoelaces because when he runs long distances, his feet swell up.
A bit of elasticity in the shoe.
So.
I learned a lot.
I'm not a runner myself, but I learned a lot.
No, you're not.
And I've never seen elastic shoelaces in my life. But I'm going to have to look out for them.
Are they rubber bands that you've put in?
I don't know. Apparently, the flat ones are better than the round ones.
Oh, well, I knew that. That's common sense when you buy elastic laces. Yeah.
Oh, I never knew.
That's right, yeah. Bit of a runner myself.
Yeah?
No. Catch a bus. Nobody's ever run when there was transport available.
Does that have anything to do with the A-League?
No. We could talk about the whole show. Why don't we just go through the iTunes charts and rip on every other podcast?
Why don't we just tell people to listen to our podcast 3 or 4 times just to get us up the charts in front of the Running podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, do that. So just once you finish playing it, go, right, that was good, I'll play it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you don't even have to listen the second time. Just get your phone playing, turn it down, and walk off and do the washing up.
Exactly. Because we need to get in front of the Running podcast.
It's quite shameful.
It's a joke.
That a show about something is behind a show about nothing. And I know Seinfeld was a great show, but it's been done. Let's go through last weekend's action. We'll start with the game in Newcastle that I was in the corporate box for.
Yeah.
Chairman's Lounge.
You end up getting your prawn... Sandwiches.
I didn't have prawn sandwiches, but they did bring around little crab things that were nice. I ate $900 worth of those.
Yeah, $900 you reckon?
But it'd have to be close.
Did you have a calculator on you?
No, I didn't. It's a rough estimate, mate.
A bit off, mate.
No. I was basically saying that I had a bit of a lend of the free food. I enjoy free food, especially good food, and it was good food.
So how much was the free food?
They had this catering staff, so they're going around. You know, someone brings little bite-sized garlic bread. Someone brings these little crab things. Some guys walking around with bowls of little bowls of curry that you can have. And the girl who pretty quickly in the piece cottoned on that I wanted something of everything. Like she'd have a surefire sale if she came over to my table. Came over later on with salad, and I.
They have salad.
She was
at a free food place.
I passed. It's safe to say that I passed. she then didn't come over for about 10 minutes. And I was up at the bar getting more drinks. And she walked past and I said, hey, you know, you're cutting me out of the loop. And she said, oh, you turned down the salad. I didn't think you were hungry anymore. I said, it's only because it was salad. So then she proceeded to follow me around with a tray all night. So that was great.
And you got to meet Holger?
I did. I met Holger Osiak, Socceroos coach. Immediately asked him if he might give some youngsters a go against Korea.
And what did he say?
He said, I won't do his accent. Because you don't like my accents.
Yeah.
He said that it was important to bring in youth, but we can't play only youth. There has to be some old and some young.
Well, when they're really slow and crap, yeah, it's time for a change.
Yeah. Archie Thompson missed a couple of chances early in the game, and I was talking to the bloke next to me, talking about how old he is. And why is this bloke still playing for Australia? And then not only did he score in the second half, but then I later realised when I got to take a leak at half time that Holger was in the chair behind me and probably heard what I was saying. Ooh, so I didn't cover myself in glory, but did eat a lot of free crab.
So he won't be on the podcast.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Although we are on a first name basis now.
Yep. That's good.
Emil Heskey.
He's on fire, isn't he?
The goal machine.
He is a goal machine.
Heskey for England. Heskey for Australia. How good is he?
Oh,
can't believe it. Pretty above average.
Pretty much all those news articles at the start of the season, they were pretty much wrong.
I did write him off at the start of the season.
Pretty much everyone we write off goes good.
Turns for, yeah, Mark Gibbs scored on the weekend. We'll talk about that a bit later.
That's a joke.
But if you would like your team to do well, then write to us here or tweet us at what are we at the football sack, and ask us to slag off your favourite player, and then lump on him to score on the weekend. Heskey scored twice. You watched a little bit of Heskey cam.
Oh yeah, I actually watched about 5 minutes of it.
Yeah,
it was very intriguing. Like all I got to see him do was pop his socks, wave at his players, jog around.
Who was he waving to?
Well, telling people to pass the ball to him.
Yeah, but who was he talking to?
Oh, no, you can't actually see the person
that's
talking
to. That's the one I'm talking to. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world here, Cam. Shinji Ono's one, we had one of our Football Site commentators, Scott Condon, just basically giving updates via the Football Site Twitter account along the lines of Ono just yelled and pointed at a player. Don't know who, though.
The worst thing about it is, like, you're there watching him, and he's waving his arms around, and you're thinking, oh, he's going to do something good here. So you go to switch it back, and it takes about 15 seconds for it to switch back to
so like, you've missed the run that he
so
made.
You've missed it all. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back and watch Hero Cam. And it takes another 30 seconds to get back to that.
Mate, your first error was watching Hero Cam at all. I'd love to see the viewing figures on that. I reckon you would have made up 25% of the TV audience.
Yeah, probably. And when he went off, it went on to Bridges.
Oh, did it really? See, yeah. I was going to ask what happened to Hero Cam when Heskey went off, because obviously went off with about 5 minutes to go. So they didn't just show him on the bench for five. When he went off, they moved it around to different players.
Yeah, they showed it to a different player. And yeah.
There you go. Interesting. So, yeah.
Bridges still Cam, pretty much a waste of Griffiths money.
Cam. Yeah. It's just a waste of a Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares Cam is what they should call it. during the game, we've spoken about Melbourne Victory's defence and how high a quality they are.
Mm-hmm.
During the match, again, Scott Condon, a funny guy, was doing the match commentary. Started up a hashtag, things more trustworthy than the Victory defence.
Yes.
Fair to say it got a fair bit of airtime.
Yeah.
If you haven't been able to see it, I've pulled aside half a dozen of my favourites from the hashtag that made me laugh. So some entries that were more trustworthy than the Victory defence. Greece's economy. Boz's hairpiece in a hurricane. John Terry giving your wife a lift home. Jimmy Savile at a National Youth League match. An email from a Nigerian prince who uses Hotmail. And my three favourites were Tour de France winners.
Yes, I read that one. That was pretty funny.
Qatar's 2022 World Cup bid. And my favourite from Neil Sherwin was Frank Abagnale, who, of course, was Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the film Catch Me If You Can. Known con artist, that's the joke. Wasn't trustworthy.
Okay.
One more. Oh, well, two more things.
I get jokes.
Yeah, you do. as evidenced by your laughter. Two other things to talk about from that game. We've spoken about Fox Sports needing to be a bit sharper with their graphic when they put up team lists.
Their stats guy needs to...
Yeah, he needs
to... they need to get up... He needs to get upgraded.
He's been on leave. They're just hoping no one will notice till he gets back. Earlier in the season, we had the wrong names being put up for coaches.
First game of the season. Probably the biggest signing of the season, Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah, that's right. The Melbourne Derby. Got both coaches wrong. Friday night, I didn't see it. You sent me a screenshot of it.
Yeah, I tweeted as well. And
saying that they'd interviewed Gary Van Egmond.
Yes, and with they had
the caption, Emulski. And you said to me,
first coach's been using Michael Jackson's skincare products.
Which made me laugh quite a lot.
Yeah,
I have to say.
How can you get that wrong?
Just double check, yeah. Yeah, they're not doppelgangers.
No. They're not going to be twins.
No. I'd love to see them, like, get, like, just interview any bald player and just put, like, Ruben Zadkovic.
I'd like them to see, I want him to see interview Emil Heskey and have Hayden Fox's name there.
We should ask, which players would you like to be interviewed with the wrong caption, and who would the caption be? And why would that be funny? Tweet us at the Football Sack. Like, you could have someone who's done a lot for world peace and then have the caption as Besar Berisha underneath. So the irony is there.
Yes,
I'll get you. He's a bit of a shit.
I see where you're going for.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
I think we're going to get one email.
We wouldn't. I didn't give the email address. One last thing before we move on from that game. I decided to lump a bit of money on Pick the Score while I was in the box to make the game interesting. Went for 3-1 Jets. Finished 2-1. Michael Bridges played through Adam Taggart last minute of the game. 1-on-1. I was already out of my seat shouting the bar. Hits it straight at the keeper. Safe to say, it was a fairly devastating moment for me personally.
How much were
you on? It was pretty good. The odds I got on it was pretty close to 20-1, But didn't win.
That's gambling for you.
That's right.
That's gambling.
Adelaide United 3, Wellington 1, a game that's been talked about to death already.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about it just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then we'll move on. Geronimo scored, Mark Rudan making the claim that I found a little strange that he's as good as any player that we've brought to the A-League. Do you agree?
No, not really, no.
I think a lot of the good players that have come to the A-League tend to start matches.
Not
come off the bench.
In saying that, why hasn't he been starting all year?
Yeah, well, maybe it was fitness issues, but I don't think he's that good. I think he's a good player. His dive, obviously, was brilliant. His Matthew Mitchum impersonation.
He's great.
I think everyone in the world has basically said it's a dive. Is that correct? The general consensus is dive. Yeah, because it was. That's right.
It was a dive, but if he didn't fall to the ground, would he still got the penalty?
Oh, that's right. The foul, yeah.
Clearly.
No, he wouldn't have. Yeah, he wouldn't have. So, but the thing for me was, it's almost, he wouldn't have got the ball, so it should never have been a red card. The upsetting thing for me, I mean, we should also mention in that game that Adelaide scored an offside goal.
Yeah.
Which everyone seems to have forgotten as well. Jared Gillette, the referee from that match, it's his turn to get the Ben Williams tap on the shoulder, have a rest this week.
Mate, after this week's round, I think we won't have any refs left.
We're gonna run out of referees.
They'll all be resting.
They're all gonna be resting. They could just have a rest home and you walk in and everyone's wearing referees' kits and having their pants pulled up too high. Andrew Durante, we've had some good post match interviews this year. We had John Hutchinson with Sarcasm of the Year, I think the refs did a great job in the F3 Derby. Andrew Durante
He didn't mince his words, did he?
No, he didn't beat around the bush too much. Called him a cheat. Said the referees were shocking. And I agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
Diving's cheating, so...
I'm sure we all agreed with him, but you just couldn't really say that sort of stuff.
This is the thing I hate. You walk up to the captain of a team that's just been totally dudded in a football match by the officials. he's not even off the field yet, and you want to shove a microphone in his face,
yeah,
and then get upset that he's not just towing the Fox Sports company line of saying,
exactly,
you know, yes, everyone's happy, everything's nice. We got an email earlier in the week.
Did we?
From a bloke. Where's his name? I know his name. It's Michael Clark, actually. It's not
Clarky.
It's not the Australian cricket captain.
Oh.
Because he lives in New Zealand.
Oh.
So he wrote to us and he starts off with choice, bro. No, he doesn't. He says, hey guys, which makes me question straight away the legitimacy of his argument that he is a Kiwi.
Neck minute.
And I'll read it to you here. Duretti said the bad stuff. Nick Minnett got fined. No, he didn't. And I'll stop ripping on Kiwis because...
That was a really bad Kiwi accent, mate. that was again Jamaican.
Let's read this email from this nice man who's been nice enough to email the show. He wrote to us and said, in anticipation of the FFA bringing down the hammer on Dura... Andrew Duranty, for those who aren't on a nickname basis with him. The Yellow Fever have set up a fund where people can donate towards the fine. If he isn't fined, the amount will be donated to a worthy cause. So I think it's fair to say he will be fined. Yellow Fever supporters have jumped in behind under-fire captain Andrew Duranty. Duranty is staring down a fine from the FFA after being upfront and honest with his post-match media comments following Saturday night's controversial loss to Adelaide. Fever fans, furious about Geronimo's dive and two glaringly wrong offside decisions, have set up a donations page on the website givealittle.co.nz where fans can make a contribution towards Durante's fine. And then he sort of goes on to explain a little bit more and how you should be able to call a spade and yada, 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 which I agree with.
Yep.
So I think it's a fantastic thing. So I said to them I would read it out on the show and give them a plug. So fans wanting to support Duranty can do so by visiting givealittle.co.nz/cause/freedom of speech.
Great cause.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with Gold Coast United shirt sponsors from last year, I assume. But thank you for the email, Mike. And we hope that it's a success.
Hope he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, really, really good cause. So well done to the Yellow Fever. Very good supporters over there. Brisbane Roar beaten, and Western City Wanderers winning.
Mm.
Two things we didn't think we'd see out of last weekend.
You didn't get on that one, did you?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, 9-1.
Ooh.
Yeah, was all over it.
Jeez.
So it did had an okay weekend. Where's this Gibbs bin? He was outstanding for Western Sydney Wanderers. Apparently scored 4 goals in one of their trial matches.
Yep.
And yet they went through the first 3 games of the season with 2 hopeless blokes playing up front.
Yep.
He's come in, he's wreaked havoc. And another
one. He's looked really good, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Was he plucked from the New South Wales?
Yeah, played for Marconi, I believe. Yeah.
Jeez.
Do they even need Harry Kuehl if he's going to be that good every week?
I would like to have Harry Kuehl.
Yes, so would I. Gibbs is a good player.
There is a bit of talk about Harry Kuehl come back, isn't there?
Yeah, look, Joe Gibbs is a good player, but he's a young player, so he's probably going to go in and out of form.
Yep.
The Kuehl thing, I don't know. He's either got to retire or come home because he's not getting an offer
anywhere else. The funny thing was he left because he wanted to spend more time with his family.
Yeah.
But at the moment, he's in Australia and he's going to go to the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. Well, I think his wife's out here.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why. I think they're both out here. So
that was a bad call, wasn't it?
Yeah. It would have been would have been funnier if he'd gone to spend time with his family and now was coming over to try and get some time away from the family because they're driving him up the wall. Another person that we've criticized on the show as you know, close as what, 1 or 2 shows ago, Mark Bridge.
Oh yeah.
With the winner. Pretty casual. Another one to add to the list of
it's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who else we're good. Who have we ripped today?
Victory's defense. Clean sheet.
Yeah, they'll be clean sheet.
Yeah, morals. Absolute morals to have a clean sheet. Who they've got Wellington at home on Monday night, I think. Monday night football in the A-League. Interesting. We had Monday night football in the A-League a little while ago, didn't we? I think a few years ago. Anyway, so Banker, get on him.
Yeah.
To keep a clean sheet, to win to nil. Well, maybe not to win, but to keep a clean sheet. Melbourne Heart 0, Central Coast Mariners 1. My notes for this one include two words: crap game.
Snorefest.
It was a shocker. Did you see much of it?
No.
Mate, you dodged a bullet.
Oh, that's good. Pretty sure I was drunk then.
They really need to stop having games kick off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's quite hot in Australia.
Yes, yeah.
Because the players just don't care. It's too hot.
Yeah.
Vinny Grella can't come back quick enough for Melbourne Heart, is what I've noticed. But they really need a spark.
It's amazing how they've just gone really downhill after the first game. I thought
they were so good.
Yeah, they were so good. Something's happened to them. Forgot how to play.
Yeah. Well, I think Fred with one eye might have something to do with it.
Old Pirate Fred.
But look, he's sort of flattered to impress, really.
Yeah. He's always injured.
Yeah, that's right.
It's his problem.
Sick note. But look, I'm a bit worried about the Heart. I think they could struggle.
Well, maybe they're just having their lull this season.
Getting in early.
Yeah.
Really. It's just like pitting on the first lap of a Grand Prix.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way's up.
Yeah.
I think they'll get better. I think they'll be all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they'll be
all right. You're tipping them to be all
right? I think so.
Well, now we know that they'll be terrible.
Yeah.
Pedge Bowich. Say that again. Easy for me to say. Pedge Bowich with the free kick. God, that sentence doesn't want to come out. For the Central Coast Mariners, it was a nice set piece, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Not bad for a right back.
You don't really see that much in the A-League. Like,
quality of dead ball?
Yeah.
No, you do not.
We got to be a foreigner to be able to get the ball back in the net from a free kick.
Yeah. We see a lot of one-man walls being hit. We'll leave that game because there's not much to talk about. They're Central Coast Mariners.
It's really hard to get excited about the Central Coast Mariners.
Yeah, they've really been in second gear, haven't they?
Yeah.
Big game for them tomorrow against Sydney FC.
Yes.
Del Piero.
Possibly
not playing. Hamstring, missed training today. So that will be interesting. And I feel for the Mariners because apparently they're really close to selling out Blue Tongue just to see Del Piero. So if he doesn't play, that's going to upset a lot of people.
And if they play poor football, then they'll be chucking those chairs onto the field.
Worst case scenario for Central Coast Mariners as a marketing tool is if lots of people buy tickets to come see Del Piero, he doesn't play, and then they have a snore fest of a game. You won't be seeing those people again.
Yeah.
Sydney FC 2, Perth Glory 1. I'm not quite sure how Sydney managed to win that. They were pretty ordinary.
Yeah, ordinary.
Two goals, Del Piero, and a chip from Brett Emerton.
Yeah.
Did something nice.
It's good to see him scoring goals. Old MO.
Good to see him doing anything good.
Yeah,
He's not really done it yet.
He's still still not in peak form, I don't think.
I'm worried that kind of is his peak form. I don't think he's going to get magic anytime soon.
It's controversial. Del Piero, but he's scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, and in doing so in super slow motion.
He's got to be the slowest player in the A-League. Dead set.
I think he's...
But he's still very class. It's class. He's
He does everything in super slow motion and yet gets away with it.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be good to... Has he broken out of a jog yet?
I don't think he's...
I don't think so.
Had any sweat on his shirt. He pretty much reused his shirt.
He scored again, like you say. Controversy, though. One penalty given, one not. The Ryan Grant handball at one end headed straight into his arm.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a penalty?
Well, I don't know. No one else seems to know either. Like, you hear all different opinions. Is it handball or not?
That's a good point. I'd probably go with it was. just because his arm is so far away from his body.
Yeah.
You see that given 99 times out of 100. Yep. And that's the frustration players have with officials, is the inconsistency of why it's not.
It's really an interpretation of the ref.
Just give it all the time or don't give it.
Yeah, yeah.
One handball that we should refer back to in an earlier game was Mark Milligan.
Oh,
interesting tactic for Heskey's bicycle, wasn't it?
Yeah,
He's tried to handball it. Well, did handball it. And is appealing to try and point out that he'd handballed it. So that
I don't know what he was going for there.
That's the thing. I think most teams would say they would rather concede a goal. Like, if a striker goes through on goal and gets brought down and you get a penalty and a red card,
yep.
a lot of coaches will say, look, I just would have rather you let him score and we still have 11 men.
Yeah.
Mike Milligan's the opposite.
Yeah.
He thinks, nah, I'm not having this goal. I want us to be down a man.
Maybe he just wanted to be the fourth goalkeeper of victory.
Yeah, he just wanted to show he's... he was actually sitting to the bench. And got, Ange, did you see that? I've got a hand to that one. And he's immediately moved above Tando Vilapi in the pecking order.
How was Vuki's form?
Yeah, Danny Vukovic... you pointed it out to me, and it was funny. For the Brett Everton goal, took the ball, rolled it out to the feet of Liam Miller, who had a player standing right next to him.
Yep.
Was tackled. Everton chips the keeper, puts it in, and then Vukovic goes ballistic at his own player for giving the ball away.
And almost like, what? You're the one who passed me the ball under pressure. He said, blown it. He's got his arms up in the air. He's blowing a head gasket.
That's probably my favourite moment of the season so far. Giving the ball to a bloke under immense pressure, blowing up at him for giving it away. So well done, Vuka. You're my man of the week. Travis Dodd's goal. Has that set a new low for defending levels?
Yes.
In Australian football history?
It was pass.
Picked up the ball on the halfway line, on the sideline, and ran untouched into the penalty area. Yeah, and then just roll. It wasn't like he slammed the finish home.
Yeah.
He just rolled it through.
And somehow got through about five sets of legs.
That is disgraceful defending.
Yeah.
If you were in Sydney FC's back four / midfield for that goal, that's real poor.
Yeah, Sydney FC's defence still... turnstiles. It still is. Turnstiles.
Yes.
It's pretty weak. They haven't really improved. It's just they've been lucky.
I watched something on the week, during the week, sorry, saying how Sydney FC had some injuries, especially at the back, and they still had some players to come back, like Adam Griffiths. I thought, if you're hanging out for Adam Griffiths to come in and shore up your defence... you're going to get relegated from a league that you can't get relegated from.
Yes. But it's kind of sad to see, like, you need a strong Sydney team and a strong Melbourne team. And
not really, it's great for the league, but, I mean, Sydney's winning games, but they're...
yeah, it's scrappy.
It's a smokescreen. They're really poor.
It's just pure luck.
Yeah, and Melbourne, obviously, very much a work in progress. They've got a long way to go as well. So.
But a strong Sydney team, a strong Melbourne team, and then you've got a strong A-League, so you'd like to see them up there, like playing good football.
Well, can we have a strong Sydney team, a strong Melbourne team, but have it the other teams? Would a strong Western Sydney Wanderers and a strong Melbourne Heart do the same thing?
I don't know, because I just don't think they've got the supporter base that Melbourne and Sydney have.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the Wanderers supporter base runs Sydney FC's supporter base pretty close.
Yeah.
It's only the Del Piero factor that's got them over the line.
Yeah.
Melbourne Heart, like you say, don't have the supporter base.
No.
Melbourne Heart's supporter base is worrying. They had a really small crowd for that Mariners game. Where is everyone?
I don't know why everyone can go to Docklands Stadium, but they can't go to Amy.
Yeah.
It's like, it surprises me.
Yeah, they're about 3 minutes drive away from each other as
Amy's
well.
Amy's an actual football stadium.
It's not hard to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that? A lot of people said that it was because Casey Stoner was racing and yada, yada, yada. I wouldn't have thought that. Would have dragged thousands away from the football, but I would have thought it would be mostly motorsport fans who would go to that. People weren't around at Casey Stoner's race saying, where is everyone? Oh, Melbourne Heart are playing. Quick look ahead to the weekend that we've got in store tonight. Western Sydney Wanderers against Melbourne Heart, the two teams we were just talking about. The battle of the Wes Wallyman. Do you want to throw a prediction on the line and embarrass yourself?
I think I might go for the Wanderers.
Yeah, me too.
I like them.
Yeah, so get on Melbourne Heart.
They're my new favourite team.
Yeah, you're going to adopt them as your team.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. Just because they're cool. They've got a cool logo.
It is a nice
logo. It actually
logo.
Looks like a football logo.
Yeah, it does. It's odd in the A-League.
Not like everyone else is like an NFL type logo.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Central Coast Mariners, Sydney. I think, if Del Piero plays, even if he doesn't, I think it's going to be a shocking game.
Yes.
Maybe 1-0 to the Mariners. That's what I'll call
it. It'll be from a Sydney FC defensive lapse.
Yeah. It'll be like two players putting their hand up to play offside, and there's clearly someone else playing them onside.
Yeah.
Something like that. Perth, Newcastle. Could go either way.
Yeah, I think I might go for Newcastle.
Yeah, away.
Yep. I've got a good feeling, mate.
Perth are hard to beat over there.
So go for Perth. Put your money on Perth.
I will. There you go.
Do you reckon Heskey's going to score?
No. I think Perth centre-backs can deal with him.
All right, I think he's going to score.
All right.
And it'll be a header. So yeah. Get your money on that.
Oh, yeah. Get your money on that.
I've got a good feeling, mate.
Yeah. All right. Brisbane-Adelaide, you want to throw anything on that?
Actually, this one, it's a bit tough.
It is, just because it should be a Brisbane win, but they lost to the Wanderers last week.
Played so poorly last week. I think it's probably their worst game they've played in a very long time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's probably Edge's fault, not Rado's.
Nah.
All Edge, all that bad stuff, that's just leftover Edge stuff. I think Brisbane will bounce back and win.
I think it'll be a draw.
Okay, cool.
Nil or draw.
Nil or?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're tipping an exciting round in the A-League. You're tipping a cracking round. If all your performances come true, I don't want to watch any games this weekend.
Get your money on it.
The A-League came out this week. Oh, it wasn't the A-League. I think it was the Daily Telegraph that put an article out about how crowds were the 14th highest ranking crowds in the world. But those stats, all those other leagues are from a total season last year, and ours are just from the first four rounds when we've had all our marquee
really
games and derbies.
There, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe they should write that article at the end of the season.
Yeah, not after three rounds.
Imagine if Del Piero gets injured this week or next week and he's out for the whole season.
Yeah.
We'll be down at about 34th.
Yes.
In the leagues.
Yeah. So. The Brazilian league being behind us in terms of attendances does not mean much. Don't get too excited. Last game of the round, Monday night, Melbourne Victory, Wellington. Clean sheet for Victory. Are they going to score?
No. I think it'll be nil or draw again.
Nil or draw.
Yep.
What odds for nil or draws in all the games? What can we get it? Let's put a bet on.
Let's do it.
Let's throw $5
on. We'll have to check it.
Yeah. We've run out of things to talk about. We may as well head home.
Yeah.
I am home. You can head home.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
All right. See ya.
In the Football Sack Podcast.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.